We soft coat on pigs in different parts of the places I've been.
Uh-huh.
They call them Hoosiers.
Uh-huh. What about if you're at a party and you look at your watch and you see it's about 11:30 or so, and you might say, well, we better be getting home. It's what?
Bedtime.
Or if it's 11:30, would you say it's almost midnight or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about if you're trying to walk outside and there's some ice on the sidewalk, you might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but I
slipped down.
Or maybe almost slipped down.
Yeah, almost something like that. I slipped up on the ice right in the middle of town. In place of trying to get up, I'm looking around to see who sees me fall. And then everybody stepping on me, walking over me, just going. I had never been to, that was in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been to a big city.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's so much difference in the north and south, it's pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some of them would help me get up. They wouldn't. They just walked right on over me, and I see they wasn't going to help. I scuffled around and got up myself. Because it had snowed, and it melted and made a cake of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I always do kind of walk kind of fast, like I finally got up and made it back to the house.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with them, and he asks you, well, are you going to be ready soon? You might say to him, well, I'll be with you in, what would you say, I'll be ready in
a few minutes
or just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you're traveling somewhere and you know that you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance away you are? You might ask somebody, well, how
far is it? This isn't such a place.
And if you're trying to show me where something is here in the room and I just couldn't see it, what would you say to me? You know, you're trying to show me maybe that lamp or something. I'm just looking around trying to find it. What would you say to me?
I don't know.
Would you just say, look here? Or something like that?
Yeah, I'd have to put my hand on it, wouldn't you? Since you couldn't find it, but looking.
Talking about look here, have you ever heard people talk to another person if they're mad with them and say that? Now look here.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. And if you want to know how many times somebody goes to town, you'd ask them, well, how do you go to town? How what? How many, you're interested in how many times they go. You'd ask them how, would you say how often?
Yeah. Something that word, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. How often do you go to town?
Mm-hmm. What about if a friend of yours is talking about voting for president and he says, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Jimmy Carter. And if you're not going to vote for Jimmy Carter, you'd say, well, if you're agreeing with him, you'd say, what would you say?
I don't know.
Would you say, neither am I?
Uh-uh. Well, when my youngest, you know, they come every July.
Uh-huh.
When they're getting ready to leave to go back to Detroit, I said, don't go up there and vote for Ford, vote for Carter. I said, vote for Carter, he's a Southerner.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this person said he wasn't going to vote for Ford, you'd say, neither am I?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call this part of your head right here?
Ford.